The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Father, we thank you today. We trust you for help. I don't know this topic very well, but you will open it to us. Help me, anoint me, show me mercy. These are your things. Help us so, Lord, I can be a blessing to your children and as well be blessed by you. I come under your ministry. I preach of good things to come. Lord, don't let my mouth lack oil. Let me speak forth of thy precept. Let my mouth distill thy doctrine. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Let it be precept upon precept. Line upon line. Precept upon precept. Precept upon precept. Line upon line. Let me move here a little. There a little. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. We thank you for the I thank you, Jesus, for the activity of your throne that is open right now over us. We give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Open your Bible.
Thank you, Lord. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God, wisdom. Oh God, counsel. Oh God, strength. Oh God, voice. Oh God, help. Oh God, judgment. Oh God, oh God, even eyes of oh God, even sense of oh God, even revelations of oh God, even judgment of oh God, even skill from oh God, even ability of oh God, even word of oh God, I am giving things of oh God. I'm exploring even this counsel, even this theme, even this subject, even with the ability of oh God, that you might come even into the counsel of oh God on this matter, and you might come even into strength, even more strength, even of the things of the armies of God, of the armies of God, of the armies of God. For I will bring my armies even by my judgment. I will cause my armies even even their nature to be seen, even from the realm of, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, who speak? Oh God is speaking. Oh God, who be sent from heaven, even with his speakings, that you might know the things of, oh God, and that you might be made even the armies of, oh God.
Can we shout hallelujah? It's like I'm hearing the first thing from the Father speaking to me. That he's the first army. That is an army of the Lord. He is the army. He calls himself man of war. So that word man of war, you'll understand, is not referring to our kind of men or kind of man. It's just telling you that the concept called man is a design for many things, and one of the attributes in the spirit for man itself is that is a warrior. Now, amen. Praise the Lord. Also, like I said, he told me, say, I'm that weapon of war. I'm a warrior. Hallelujah. Everything about God's design, hallelujah, like I said, also can be, can I use the word weaponize, or it's weaponry in nature? Not so, sir. God is a massive weapon from head to toe. No wonder they will not say put on the whole armor of God. So those armors have been there before creation. They've been there before what, sir? Creation. Shout hallelujah. So the invention of the word army is from him. It's not from the devil. It's not from the devil. The devil thought he could pull a stunt. But when God showed him Pepe, you know that God is more harmed than him. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All of you are not shouting hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God. So armor of God is not an armor of any person, but the hammer he puts on to wear. When your eyes open into the spirit, you see scripture. Is it God has fought wars. He fought wars in the heavens before he fought the war of earth. How God dealt with Lucifer, son of the morning, when he was about to tear heavens apart. Shout hallelujah. How what God put on to fight that beast. Amen. Nothing is as formidable against the posture of God. I'm talking about the throne of God. Nothing can war against God. When you get to God, you're a warrior. When you get to God, salute him and turn back. And say, Baba, the war to finish. Is there anybody who can fight him? Is there anyone who can war with him? No wonder scripture says, if he be for you, who can be against you? Let's just think of this a little bit. If God be for us, since God is not against us, no one can be against us. And he has decided that he is for us. Amen. And because he is for us, he has given us all things freely. He has given us all things freely. If he didn't spare not his own son, but deliver him for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Amen. This free gift is everlasting life. This free gift is everlasting life. The free gift of God. So he said to me, okay, I'm war by nature. I'm a weapon. All those weapon of character, all those things, peace, gentleness, they are terrible things in the spirit. They are weapons. Peace. Peace is a weapon. Peace can correct any head of a spiritual wickedness in high places. It's a weapon, not so. Breastplate of righteousness. If you know how to engage it, how to use righteousness, is a breastplate, girdle of truth. Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
Element of salvation. Shield of faith is God's weapon. Shield of faith quenches all fiery darts of the wicked. I love the word wicked. Of the wicked is the highest sin. That of iniquity. You know, iniquity can be sent to you as a dart just to hit your heart. But you can, if shield of faith is engaged and we know how to lift it, it is above all, not so, sir. It is above all, above the rest of the weapon, not the sword of the spirit. Take the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench. Anytime you are not quenching that, it's because your faith, the shield of faith, is not engaged. So you can quench that of the wicked. That of the wicked is either come to you as war within. War within. When you hear rumors of war, shield of faith is a weapon that can quench the fiery darts of the wicked. Of course, we all know that the wicked and his operations is a very high manifestation, is in the high places. So you can quench their operations of twistedness. Powers of iniquity. Strength of lawlessness can be quenched. That is why we operate this weapon through God. They are mighty through God. Amen. Why weapon? Why weapon? Because a soldier is different from an army. I'm sure you all know that. A soldier is who, sir? Is different from an army. An army is a soldier that is armed. But you can't be an army if you're not a soldier. To be a soldier, you have to do all that it takes to stand, to wear the armor. When the armor is weightier than you, your stand can't weigh or carry the weapon. You are not yet a soldier for the weapon. You are not a soldier, not so, sir, for the weapon. You know, we have different kinds of army in the regimentation. Okay? And the in army tree, I listen to me, is not everyone that can pull all commands. For example, Lieutenant Colonel can lead a battalion. But a first lieutenant does not. A first lieutenant just lead a few groups of army. But in a battalion, a lot of things are complete. You can have armory, which is armored car, shellers, artillery, then the foot soldier. So, you can see subdivisions of group. Because a lieutenant colonel have more wisdom and command. When they say command, is raised to give instruction of war on how to combine these weapons of war against the enemy. From colonel upward, you become what is called a staff. Somebody is a staff. Meaning, that's why you see them in their clothes. You have to really look at them very well, because the priestly garment is designed as the, is the same with the armor. You see that cloth you see they are wearing is not a cloth. It's actually an armory. So you have to really look at them. When they say you are civilian, they know things you don't know. Oh, it's the rednecks. It's not everybody that is redneck. Rednecks are colonels. From colonel up to brigadier to general. They put them, they have, you see them, they have something red attached to their collar. And you can see that where they hang responsibility on the soldier, is in their shoulder pieces, their pad here. That's why they put the star, lieutenant colonel. Everything is upon their shoulder. And you can remember the garment of the priest. The same thing was the design. Only stone was here. Then on top of that, you can see the badges of war on the breast. The 12 stone, Urim and Thummim. All these things are in ordinary. I'm sure they must have copy Bible. That tells you there is something about military in the spirit and military in the natural. When we see some of those angels, you now understand. No wonder. Hallelujah. Some of them, when you say that, you smile. Ah, why are you looking at us? So you are like our soldiers on the earth. We say, we gave you the order. Not, the order has been there since. And when you look at God, it's the order. Actually, the priestly garment in the Old Testament is a military armor. So priests are warriors. Not so, sir. Yeah, the holy place priests, they call them host. Eh? In Yoruba language, awon omo ogun. That's so, sir. Mimo mimo ni oluwa olorun awon omo ogun. So those seraphims are sons of war. Are we saying amen? Is anybody enjoying what I'm saying today? Amen. So I'm just showing you that, and we all know that host beings, the seraphims, are priests of the sanctuary in the heavens. But our Father in the Lord, who translated English language to Yoruba, that's English Bible, King James Yoruba Bible, put Awon Ogun. He is very correct. Ajayi Crowder has something in him, yeah, that I don't understand. And, sir, priestly, that's the word, sir, priestly blessing, priestly sight. He also interpreted the praise of the cherubims. The way he rendered it in Yoruba was awesome. Nimo nimo ni oluwa olorun olodumare almighty odumare. So the might is not here. The might is odu. Sight. Oracle. So how mighty is your oracle? Is how mighty you are. He who has an oracle that never ends. That's how the cherubims praise him. You can see the cherubs, the seraphims, boast about their oracle, their involvement with singing. They are the only one who have eyes to see. They are actually oraculous beings. when Solomon dressed, designed the house, furnished it, he made a design of two cherubims with holy tree, overlaid them with gold, built an oracle called the place of the oracle in the holiest of all, and put the cherubs in the midst of it. So how Isaiah Crowder landed with this one, this, so it means he had understanding of the cherubim to a degree. Or it must have been the Spirit of God that compelled it out of him. So I won't know do only. So the cherubs are sons of the oracle, especially the living creatures. Anywhere they stand is an oraculous zone. It's the realm of the high oracle of God. The same way God told Moses, put the cherubim on the oracle. All mercy seat. So, amen. So what we call mercy seat is actually the work of the body of the oracle of God. So like I said, the priests are warriors also. And those who have part with God in the holiest, they are also warriors. I see God warring in God warred. He warred not with man. God warred with spirits. In chapter 6 of Genesis, it was a war time for God. It was a war time for God. If anybody would not know, God was warring with his spirit. Who war with the sons of God to depart from God. And the Spirit of God war with men. Not just with men. There was something in men that men married. And when the Spirit of God gave up on sons of God, he gave up on them because they want to make their choice about marriage. And God said, no, you can't fall into this life. The people, the personalities you are marrying, the daughters of men. Now, the daughters of men weren't just ladies. Are you listening? They are not just ladies. They are sons and daughters. We have sons of men. Then we have their daughters. Shout hallelujah. Those women have, praise God, sir. Shout hallelujah. You know, the Bible talks about Job's daughters in Job, that they had inheritance with Job's sons. Those are the kind of things I'm talking. They are not young girls, women that have the stature of the devil. No wonder they could stop the Sons of God project. They stopped Johnny when they met them. God wanted them to get to a place where he will reap and harvest the earth. And we will have had, Reverend Sir, we will have had many Melchizedek. Meaning king of righteousness. Not so? Because in that era, what really matters is righteousness. I'm talking about lower dimension of righteousness on earth called everlasting righteousness. It was lowered. It was high in Eden. Adam dropped from it. Amen. Then those whom Adam was raising, hallelujah, need to enter into it. And righteousness of God by faith, are you listening to me? Is a kind of a life of testimony that God gave to men. Understanding. For them to live and exercise on earth until they become righteous. If you are not righteous, God won't judge iniquity. Noah became righteous. And he judged, he condemned the world that was there. So you can see, it was Noah's righteousness that gave reason for God to actually wipe the earth with water. And then raise Noah above the rest. So flesh perished in the waters. What Satan was gunning for was no one, are you listening, should be righteous enough on the earth to disobey the righteousness demand. I hope I'm talking to you during that season. But thank God, God had one. Then he had reason to remove the earth. Not that God is wicked. And I can tell you, all those who perish in the water perish in the flesh. But I will tell you the truth. I don't know the number, but I'm telling you, all those who perish will not labor in the lake of fire. Many of them went to hell. Many. All those who perished. Let's say all of them went to hell. But when Jesus came back, he had reason to go to hell and preach to some who were sometimes disobedient when the ark of God was preparing. Wherein that wall, 8 souls were saved by water, but the rest perish. They pay the penalty of disobedience for nearly up to 4,000 years. Or 2,000. And stay in hell. That's why I tell you, power of hell is strong, but can't stand the power of righteousness. How? Those men were not supposed to go to hell. They were sons of God. They are the one they refer to. They disobeyed God because they chose a life lower than the standard God was expecting. They didn't meet demand of righteousness. And they gave birth to children who were dangerous on earth. Their kids were men of great renown, who shaping the earth. In fact, because of their children, sir, Pastor, the earth has rated into death quickly. Satan got their genes, mixed it with the daughters of men to produce super powerful men. Are you listening to me? Shout hallelujah. Who will drive iniquity? Why? Because their blood was still fresh. Are you listening to me? All that Satan was looking for was people who accelerate his purpose. And these great things, let me tell you, you will agree with me in that. What Satan was looking for was reign of death by mighty achievement. Sons and daughters of men. If the sons of God came into the daughters of men and the bare children unto them, the same became mighty men. Mighty men, which were of old men of renown. There is no invention that is new now. All these things, Dave. These ones understood everything. Genetics, engineering, that's the most. I think they understood these guys. I, for one, somehow, I don't have the proof yet, but I believe the giants that were on earth, they are the ones who mix genes together, who tamper with genetics formation on earth to produce giants. These men of renown. So from times that Satan comes into church to pick things, to boost his world. Don't let me go carnal. Some of you know who are in the multimedia will agree with me. I watch Bonner Boy's show in America. What's this Ground Zero called? This place? Madison Square Garden. I saw the pattern of music. When I had what I was listening to it, what baffled me was the horn, the trumpet. I look and say, these are church boys. Bonner Boy can't do this. These are church boys. We helped him. And I can tell you, I knew the time that the church was being helped musically in Nigeria. And the person who boosted that thing was actually a Christian we ministered to. That man was the best bassist, or the second bassist in Africa. He was hiding somewhere in Kaduna. My friend and I got hold of him, ministered to him, got him filled with the Holy Ghost. He was a musical genius. Ministered to him for some time. He now told me, Kaode, Sonny Ade has come to come and help his music in Lagos. That was in the 80s. He left. In the 90s, I came to Lagos. Sunday I saw him on the road. He shouted. And he now knew my friend who was also a pastor. I said, Eddie, what are you doing here? Ha! You know, this is my pastor. He told my friend. Then quickly he took me to his church. He took me to City of David. I said, are you still a Christian? He said, yes now. And I said, he has spread musical sense. There is no, listen to me, there is no group in the world he can't play with. Sound musically. I normally practice music with a group, jazz group called Synergy in Kaduna. One day, one of the leaders of Synergy saw me talking to him. He said, do you know this man? I said, yeah, we minister. He got him filled with the Holy Ghost. Hey, he said, do you know what you have done? Do you know the importance of this guy coming into the body? Do you know who he is? I said, I don't know. Ha! He said, when you talk about the best bass guitarist in West Africa, he is the one. This man, Eddie, is an outcast. He rearranged some Niade music for him. His latest music from the 80s. Maybe you may not know, if you don't know music very well, there are some things that Sonny Ade has that was not sound about music. He laid that background for him. I knew. Then I began to watch music, and that boys got it in the area of notes, arrangement. Eddie did a work. I don't know where he is right now. No longer. I knew he's not in Nigeria anymore. He can play lead guitar. He can play bass guitar. He can play rhythm guitar. He can. Are you listening to me? A genius. So, before you know it, a breakthrough came into the body. So, I saw Burna Boy singing. I saw them, the way music evolved in country. Church boys came. Satan took a lot of church boys. Don't think I don't know something, so. I was praying for something not to happen, honestly speaking. I became hungry when it happened. Musically in Nigeria. Some of you did not know what I'm saying. That thing, men in the 70s, 80s has tried to do it. It was undone. And now saw Ken. And what's his name? D1. I saw them doing. I said, Lord, don't let them succeed. Don't let them succeed. Those boys knit the bridge. And built it. They were not singing, but they were just building the ground for to make music thrive in Nigeria. I was praying. Don't let them succeed. I see them as an... I knew they were architect sent by someone. I saw it when it was happening in the 90s. I was hungry. In the early 2000s, I didn't like it. I want us to be musically dark and naive. Because you don't know. And don't you see, since that music had succeeded, it has brought a lot of evil. Look at me. I know music. I don't hate music. I like good music. But I also know its danger. And I know the spirits that follow it. Right now, the gay society has encroached seriously. Are you getting me? On our musical something. You can see some of our boys, if they don't wear clothes like girls. That's why, you know, the gays are very slicky. They know how to enter. It was for God's first war. God was involved in this one. Secondly, we see God as a mastercraft in the scripture, Old Testament warfare. Raising men. You see a pattern of shield and sword. Physical weaponry, mashal, not so, sir. You see how Genesis fell from spiritual warfare into physical warfare. Chapter 13 or chapter 14, God has to, this is where our message begins. Open your Bible to chapter 14 of Genesis. It came to pass in the days of Amraphel, king of Shinar, the king of Elisa, Arioch, Chendullah, Hamoha, king of Elam, Tida, the king of nations, that these made war with Bera, king of Sodom. and Meshach, king of Gomorrah, Shinab, king of Adama, and Sheneba, king of Zeboim, king of Bela, which is Zoar. And these were joined together in the veil of Sidim, which is the Salt Sea, 12 years. Sav, Chendolahoma, and in the 13th year they rebel. Abraham, take me to where Abraham came and took out these five kings. Okay. When Abraham had it, this, his brother was taken captive. He had his trained servants, born in his own house, 318, pursued them unto Dan. How many people did Abraham pursue? How many? We say five kings. Can you tell me, can you guess how many, what is the what of one king? Pastor James, what of what, sir? One king. It will be tens of thousands. Then hand make them fight in nation. So let's guess. Abraham was about to make war with about 200,000 army. 300 men. I said, this is the message today. So Abraham was an army. Is that not clear? If Abraham wasn't an army, he wouldn't go hard for war. But Abraham was a different kind of army. Abraham was a man that had an encounter with heaven. And Abraham was raised by God.
Yeah.
Encountering God, no one God will raise that is not going to be an army.
Yeah.
I'll give you a pattern of God raising people, nurturing them to make them a weaponry of war. You know, Israel came out of Egypt. They were slaves. And God said, they are not yet an army. They are just civilians. Make them an army. How? Take them through the wilderness. Some years ago, I don't have a car. I was in a bus in Lagos. A soldier sat beside me during the time of Obasanjo. So he was just telling me what Obasanjo did for them. Little, we were around that Maryland. You know, all these boys walking. Selling pure water, selling this. I said, God, these guys, they are not tiring. They will run. He now told me that as they are, if something is not done, if somebody come around, a rebel come around, he can recruit them. I said, what do you mean? He said, they already have the training. I said, what training? He said, yeah, all of them are soldiers. He said, the training is there. He said, they've been running since. So you will be abusing the boys, but the armies are not what, sir? They are seeing weapons. He said, they already received the training. He said, all these things they are doing, give them guns. Just tell them what to do. He said, they already have the endurance. All that is needed is already done on the street. So at times when God is leading you around something, you won't know what God is doing. Not know he's already giving you the training. Maybe training can be staying in pastor house, be cooking for brethren. Once in a while, some of them will not wash their plates. Holy Spirit, they pick the plate and wash. Or some, you don't know at times when they say, stay with pastor so person. Before you know, you remove yourself from it. You are refusing the training. See, because there is a particular weapon they want to give to you. That is the only way. You know, at times, some people, it's not you doing press up. The training may be endure a woman. Then the weapon, before the weapon can work for you, it has to see, have you received this kind of training that can handle this weapon? Some of you don't have enough patience for your weapons in the spirit. So they will need to do some more training. Some ministers are asking for authority, but they are not yet soldiers. They are not yet trained. So you need some kind of training. So the Bible says, servants trained, born, servants he trained, and he gave back to in his own house. It's enough. It's enough to finish 5 kings. They were trained in his house, not on a military ground. It means Abraham house, the way the angels designed it, is for raising army. And they didn't know army were they. So you remember. So when the war came, Abraham just gave them swords. Let's go. They were taking down the heads of kings. And Abraham's fame went abroad. Will anybody say he wanted to have a thought to go and fight Abraham? Don't you see kings coming to, please, I beg you, I know that this land, God has helped you. Can you sign an oath with me? A dangerous man. So God was announcing to all the kings environ, be careful with Abraham. If not, he can wipe out your whole generation. Escal, peace call, and Abimelech came. We know that the Lord is with thee. Can you sign an oath? Not for me, my future generation. But because I know, if your seed and my seed, the way I look at you, your seed will suppress my seed. Please, I beg thee. The only thing that can survive my seed is you. Make an oath with your mouth. So, for 1,000 years, hope will survive my children. Hope. And that is why you can see the Gaza Strips, all those Palestine, they've not been destroyed till today. Hope sustained them. It was their father who took an oath. Oh, you don't get me? Oh, you don't know all of those areas, Ashkelon, all of those areas are still existing. And they are Philistine region by the coast side. Amen. I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
And Abraham took the oath, saw it on behalf of him. This was God. I see God as a man of war in the whole Testament. This was the first time God will ever remove sword and gave it to a man to take down kings in the Old Testament. Just to tell you that God was involved. It was God who did the job, not Abraham. So it was God who killed the kings. He only used Abraham. It was Abraham's obedience. You know, Abraham did not love his life. To win a war, all these are, you must die. When you are fighting an army that is dead, they are difficult to conquer. So you can see that the pattern of 300, first of all, originated from the Bible. It was God's own pattern. We saw it. Later on, we will see the 300 pattern in the book of Judges. Gideon. God told Gideon, you don't know, you wanted to go and fight war to recover all from the Midianites. You don't understand my pattern, oh Gideon. You don't know me, Gideon. Gideon said, what are you saying? I don't need all these men. These men are too many. I believe in commandos, not not recruit. I believe in commandos, not water. He said, let them go, let them go. Just announce that if anybody is not interested in this war, let him go back home. It's free. Nobody will laugh at him when they come back from war. You know, a lot of people like to go to war that because their wife will secretly tell them when everybody is fighting war, you didn't go. You know, some people during war, they'll go and dodge. When the people are coming back, that's the time they join the army. Warrior! Ah, they gave us hell. But he's a liar. He didn't participate in the warfare. And you understand that all of you know that every man wants to participate in war. There is something about a man and warfare. War is a booster of men's pride. Amen. It's over, you'll be a warrior. He'll be looking at you. War. If you know what this guy did, that guy is too good. He was fighting 50 men at the same time. Everybody want to sing. They want their song in war to be sung. Do you watch Troy? I mean, have you watched Troy? You know, Achilles didn't want to go to war. He took Odysseus. You know, Odysseus tempted him out. He said, why should I go and fight a war because of somebody's girlfriend that was stolen? I'm too much for that. That's not war. Odysseus looked at him and said, you don't know what you're missing. That war. Your name will be immortalized. You are going to miss immortality. Achilles, with his stubbornness, something rose. He became humble. Then went to his mother, the goddess, and said, I heard of war. Why she was coming? He said, I know why you came. About that war, if you go to Troy. He said, if you stay here, you marry a beautiful girl, you have beautiful children, and that will be the end of you. But if you go to war, Troy, you will reign, and you'll be remembered for thousands of years. So, for you, anywhere you want to go, choose. I'm not forcing you. Achilles was not going there to go and war for Agamemnon. It was in self. It was that name. Name and what, my brother? So you watch it while when they were moving and on the boat before their boat harbor at the Troy's shore. Achilles has a group called the Myrmidon. The word Myrmidon means champions. They call themselves lions. While they are approaching the shore, they sail faster and they came down. They won the war at the shore. They cleared the Troy. The way Achilles did the war, he cleanly set the pace. His name reigned. He wasn't man worrying for the king of Greece, the king of Sparta. He was worrying for himself. So men go to war for name's sake. Anybody who is not interested in war, forget name. It is he that overcometh. Will I give a new name? A name which no man knoweth. And I will give him a white stone. And a name which is written in it, which no man knoweth. I will give him of the Eden man, because he overcame. It's not he who prayed. Go and overcome. Pastor, sir, many people are pulling out of war with good sense. Reverend K, I don't like you. After one guy, this message is something. They pull out, then they will do something simple. You are playing with immortality. Satan wants you to retire from war. Withdraw your weapons. Hang it on the wall. And then do the world. This warfare is a different warfare. Are you set for the battle? You must be interested in war to get a trophy. Everybody is a warrior. So the pattern of 300, you saw it in Gideon, not so, sir. God said, okay, no problem. Is there anyone here? He announced it. Many began to say, sorry, I'm disappointing you. Went home, going back home. And God said, there are still many. Take them by the water, separate them. Just watch them. Anyone that is not drinking according to pattern, he can't make the wall. It was 300 that were found. So you can see that God understood how. Are you getting me? The vision, the wisdom of fabricating an army is in God. I don't need 7,000. 300. Just give me 300. Later on, we now saw the 300 of David. They were boys who did offense and ran to the houses of refuge in the wilderness. Guys who escaped death. Many of them, they were bandits that were supposed to be killed. Because the houses of refuge, which they built, Solomon built, the Old Testament saints, they built, the people got into the promised land. God gave that room. If anybody is able to escape and enter this house of refuge, leave him alone, come back home. So those are the... David too escaped and found them. Thieves. Robbers. Are you getting me? That when they saw David, Baba, we'll be hearing of your story. Welcome to our world. David now mastered them. Spirit of David went on all of them. And they became his army. Formidable. About 300. And they have graced the first three, the second three, this one. It's not all of them that have the same ranking. One fought with javelin and he was almost falling in a tilted state. Are you listening? With a sword. He killed about 800 people. And the sword cleaved to his hand. That was David's spirit. One threw a javelin and the javelin pierced 200. Very dangerous army. 300. Don't bring them more than 300. Just 300. Those are armies. One, just two. David killed giants. You know, they all fear David that at age 16, 17, they just knew that. So, that he was a man of war from childhood. That respect was there. Can we meet David's CV? Can we meet David's CV? A killer of giants from childhood. Then one went and fought lion-like man. Beastly man. He fought them in snow season. Snow! Snow! One. And he killed these two lion-like men. He killed the beast and came back. They recorded the CV. And they will tell you, this one is not even among the first three. One day, David said to three of the, are you the first three? How I wish to drink the water of Bethlehem. Water, my Lord. And there was a troop. Not so, Pastor. They came, broke through the troop. You know, do you think the troop will not be firing swords to them? It means they have mastery of dodging spears, of dodging arrows. They are gone. Am I lying to you? They are what, my brother? They are gone. Took water. Then they water you. How many of you have watched film before? I have it in mind to write film. You know, I like epic story. Hallelujah. And you know, they like film. I like more animation, not the thing. I can do anything with animation. How many of you watch animation before? I like animation. You got permit now. I want to make one film. That's my home project. So they will be watching it. And they will be tired of it. Say amen. I'm not hearing you shout amen. And they came back. God forbid that I drink this water. He poured it out as water, as offering. It became a drink offering. He said, this is blood of men. Pastor, are those things written just for nothing? It's our sake, sir. Those who go all the way for the Lord. I think you know the things battling against us right now. Amen. The world. Those who pierce the world. People like Paul. of Tarsus. I want to show you something. That just few numbers is okay for God. God does not need everyone. But God will want many to come in. When you want to do a very special work for God and to take down beings, enemies, God will need to train men. Are you blessed? How many of you love all these things I'm saying? The story I'm telling. I hope you're not tired. I'm supposed to be sharing revelation. You like it, Lydia? Praise God. So I see, are you seeing the pattern of warfare that God wrote in the days of the kings? You can see warfare. The book of Judges was full of war as a script of God's manifestation in men in biblical order. What changed when he got to Jesus? They have to drop the weapons and we resume war fully in the spirit. So war was no longer physical. Peter thought war will continue as usual. Are you getting it? Because Jesus said to him earlier on, if you don't have a sword, go and get a sword. If you don't have a script, go and get a script. So he brought sword and cut somebody's ear. Those who live by the sword will die. But that's not my order. War has become spiritual. For we war wrestle not against flesh and blood. We're going back to Genesis and more than Genesis. Where we come from. It's a privilege to war with spirit. It's a privilege to watch my brother to war with spirit. It's a great privilege to wrestle, not with flesh and blood. It's a promotion. It's a promotion. When one day you are saying, oh, look, I don't understand what is happening to me, oh, it's because you are worrying. You're not worrying with a human being. You're worrying with spirit. You know, I said, I remember, you fought spirits in Nundo. I knew you were fighting spirit. You're fighting spirit because of the allocation of truth they gave to you. Spirits will fight. Me, spirits have been fighting me since. They fight me to everywhere. Everywhere. Spirits. They know me. They are fighting me. But you know, Jesus is helping us. Jesus has helped you greatly. Reverend, I want to announce to you. You have won a war over certain spirits. Maybe you don't know. You have won a war over certain spirits. There are spirits you will need to fight. But be of good cheer, sir. You will overcome them. You have won battle against evil spirit, but there are more. But you still fight some more. And your war is more than fighting against rulers of the darkness of this world. God has given you the privilege to fight spirit of wickedness. We war against them. We wrestle against them. How many of you will clap for Jesus? Just clap. Clap. And where's them? Amen. Put your hands down. Immediately you hear that God has raised him into a higher table. You should be happy to God. That's what gladdens Hammy. And Hammy should be happy when they tell you they have promoted you in the spirit to fight more. Not so? One army man told me a long time, one force man, Air Force, I don't know, naval officer. He told me the greatest time that the army love and want to be associated is when they are burying one of their colleagues who died in war. Is it that day all of them they wish to die? It is the honor of burial, the things they do. They feel they are the one that is supposed to be in that coffin. Don't you hear the sound of the special trumpet? Crack. You know, crack, that's attention. Like one rat. Are you listening to me? Am I lying to you? Yes. That day, he said to me, he said, he wish. That's the time they wish that they are the one that are in that coffin. That this one died in war. Can we shout hallelujah? I watch American Sniper. To me, the place of the scene was the time I was crying. You know the time I was crying? Because the guy was of Texas, Dallas origin. Texas is a Texan. He was a Texan. So he lived in Dallas. I've been to Dallas. And how Dallas terrain looked like. The whole of Dallas came out. I'm sure they won't give honor to any president like that. They were moving him. When they were taking his corpse to the bury, everybody lying on the street, they were using flag too. I began to cry. Is it for a man? Because of his record in Iraq. A sniper. He was single-handedly protecting American army. He was invincible. He was dangerous. They would have killed many. But he saved them. He covered them. He was a Christian origin. And maybe a Baptist. One day his father was eating with them to let them pray. They prayed finished. Then the father said to them, there is what is called a sheepdog. There is what is called the sheep. And then we have wolf that is the sheep. Don't be a sheep eater. Don't be a wolf. And I don't want you to be a sheep. Be the sheepdog. The sheepdog guides the sheep. That thing stayed in him. When they were killing Americans, he was hearing. He joined the Marines. Then he was trained as a gunnery. When I say gunnery, it's not somebody who shoots gun. Those are snipers. You know, the sniper gun has a lot to do with it. They call them gunnery. It's a unit, a special unit in the special forces as a gunnery. He trained very detailed. Because there's a whole lot to sniping. You consider the wind when you are shooting. Angles. Are you getting me? So it's a lot of physics. So teaching you deep revelations is to make your mind skillful about war. We need to fight these things. And we're about winning them. All of you are not saying amen.
Amen.
Some of you are warring with principalities and power. You need to move up to making war against spiritual rulers of the darkness of this world. Remember, John, a lot of people left this faith because of rulers of the darkness of this world. Meanwhile, there are spiritual wickedness up there to fight. These things are, I don't know, what they have opened is ordinary. Are we seeing Bible? War. War. The 300 Spartan soldier army. In Sparta, there is a place called Gorge. That's where they trained the army. So the Spartan society, again, for warfare, they did experiment for 300 years to find Leonidas. At the 300 years, they're able to give birth to a king who lead the best of the 300 they ever produced. So that was their crown. It was really because I read it. I didn't just enjoy the film, I went to read it. Actually, I read it in the encyclopedia or something like that. I read it. I studied that war. I found out about the Gogi thing. They took down nations. My son, who read it again in Akumba, came to say, he said, that theme didn't capture what happened. He said, those 300 men were fighting even in the night when you are not seeing. He said, you can't paint what really happened. Just 300. Until it took a long time to break them, but they have devastated nations. So you can see, if men without God did it, what will Abraham have done to recover Lot? I want us to extray how they made this army. Reverend call it the army of the living God. That's just what he said. how they came to this place. So I'm going to say, who is an army? What it takes to make an army. Are you ready? Open your Bible. I'll start from Genesis 22. Are we ready? Reverend captured the definition of our calling in with few words. And I know it's the Lord who wants us to see this right now. Verse 6. Abraham took the wood. You know the story of the sacrifice of Isaac to God by Abraham. Let me just read verse 1. And it came to pass after this thing that God did tempt Abraham. And said unto Abraham, he said, behold, here I am. And he said, take thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, get thee into the land of Moriah. Offer him up therefore a burnt offering. Upon one of the mountains I will tell of thee. Verse 6. And Abraham took the wood. He got there. Then verse 4. Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes. After journeying, saw the place afar off. Abraham said unto his young men. Not so, Daddy. Reverend, you can see that, sir. I'm seeing John here. Young men, you are strong. You have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. This is another warfare of a different ball game. Not so. Abraham told the young men, let's give it to me. You take me back to Genesis. Abraham said unto his young men. So they were there. Those young men are soldiers. Not so. But they were not army enough to do this sacrifice. Abide ye here with the house, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come unto you. It didn't take them up because they are not built enough to see that kind of offering. Abraham took wood, burnt offering, laid it upon his son Isaac, and he took the fire in his hand and knife, and they went both of them together. Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold the fire, the wood, but where is the lamb of burnt offering? Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went, both of them, together. And he came to a place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order, bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham searched for his hand, took knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham. And he said, Abraham. And Abraham said, here I am I. And he said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, that I do anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me. Abraham lifted up his eyes, and looked, behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. Abraham went and took the ram, offered him up for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, said, this day in the mount of the Lord he shall be seen. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time, and said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord. God made an oath to him, for because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven. I will multiply them as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemy. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Acts chapter 2. Peter admonishes the crowd. He was talking to them about them repenting and then receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. Then Peter said unto the repent ye, we baptize every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Not so. The promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that the Lord that are far off, and as many as the Lord God shall call. The promise of the Holy Spirit. With many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourself from this unto what generation. Then they that gladly receive his word were baptized. Praise the Lord. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. That was massive. But they continued steadfastly in apostles' doctrine, fellowship, breaking of bread. Sir, that was massive. Those who are born again, baptized, and saved in their spirit that day, can you tell me what happened to them? They got filled with the Holy Ghost, not so. They had dead unto them. They were hard dead. So, what we have seen so far, we have seen addition. We've not seen yet the blessing in the church. There were added unto them about 3,000 souls. You saw it? In solution of arithmetic, there are about 4 signs. Subtraction, addition, multiplication, and division. So which one is the first to start with? Addition. And what, sir? And subtraction. The next one? Division. It's division. You're a teacher. I don't know it, but division. Then the last one? Multiplication. So the last two are difficult to learn. You do the first two. Because multiplication and division is complex. So, God will start with you as a child of God. He will start with you with addition. Now, for you to be hardened does not make you a soldier. You can never be an army if you were hardened. Many were hardened. They were just hardened. Not so? To be hardened is different from to be multiplied. So God didn't start multiplying the church at first. He started hardening to the church. Now, the promises of God, main core promises of God, is not addition, is multiplication. Check the Bible. Let's see Genesis. The blessings of Abraham are as a multiplying effect. It's a work of multiplication. And he said, by myself have I sworn today, saith the Lord, because you have done this thing, you have not withheld your son and thy only son, so that in blessing I will bless thee. Blessing is different from multiplying. In multiplying, I will multiply thy seed. We can be hardened and we will not be multiplied by God. What Satan war against is multiplication. Let me just show you the blessing of the beginning. Genesis blessing. Concerning anything that procreated, that is procreating, two things were, majorly two things were, proclaim on them for them to have dominion. For example, let's see, Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Let's see. Let us make man in our image after our likeness. They have dominion. Let them have dominion. For them to have dominion. Over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle and over the earth. Over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created him. Male and female, he created them. Then the next thing, the same word God used for Abraham. I hope you are not tired of me. He used for them. The first thing is, and God said to them, be fruitful. That's the meaning of the fruitful is to be blessed. And multiply. He didn't say, be fruitful and be had dead upon. What did you talk to them about? Multiplication. To be sincere, sir. Are you ready? Do you think after the fall and check this era of natural men, are they multiplying? If they are multiplying, meaning they are blessed. So when God said, be blessed or be fruitful. To be blessed means be endowed. To bring forth. So I can bring forth, but I may not multiply. Now, multiply then replenish. You can be fruitful and you may not subdue. To subdue, I hope I'm talking. You have to do what, sir? Replenish the earth. Then subdue it. And have dominion. So before you can say, I have dominion, I must what, sir? I must subdue. But you cannot subdue when you have not multiplied. Give me Genesis. God went back. Genesis 22. In blessing, I will bless thee. In multiplying, I will multiply thy seed. These are Bible's, God's own secret language. It's the blessing is, and the endowment is more of multiplication effect. When God wants to make you have dominion. That's why when the other side, the children of iniquity, multiply, they become stronger and then dominate the rest, the children of the righteous, if they had not yet been multiplying. Now, to the secret of armament, the secret of an army. That's what I mean by armament. To me, armament, army, they are the same thing. Army means weapons. A soldier is different from a civilian. Not so. Bring 60,000 civilian. Just bring 700 soldier. They will crush it. They will have done damage, a three-quarter damage. Before you come to those soldiers. Why? Who can tell me why? The civilians are not trained. So what makes them stronger? At least those who are stronger, they are more. For you to be stronger, you have to be more than the opponent. You are subduing. You are more. You are more in a sense. So in the multiplication effect is this. Look at me. For you to be more does not mean you have number, you are addition. So I can make you 1,000 men. I mean, I can give you all those men and put them inside you. That's the secret of military training. So, that is the purpose of blessing and water and multiplying. So, what is it? What is that one that will chase a thousand? It's an army. Just showing you an army. So, what they go to do in military barracks is to make them many. The reason why we fear soldier is not one man. In the natural, it's many in one. Let me say the least of army, the recruits that is well trained. Well, after receiving that training, it will take more than 3 men to beat him. If you engage with him in combat, how do I mean? You cannot beat an army easily and as one man. No, army is a of an insult. He will rather die there to change that. He has to change that thing. Now, even when you are beating him, he's waiting for a time. All of you will be tired. Because he knows your strength. Because one thing they do to army is the ability to give them endurance. Endurance training is one of the most sophisticated training for an army. In the U.S., they train Marines. There's what is called Hell Day. Or Hell Week. That is where you see tough, strong boys, tough. They are crying. They say they are not interested in the training again. Then they back out. That's why you cannot tell anyone who will succeed in the training. It's not by the bicep. It's soul. What makes an army is their soul. So when you go into regimentation, you go into army and you have been trained. When the officer who is training you looked at you, he does not respect your build. Somebody might be looking weak. Maybe that's the army. By the time they process him, what he will turn out to be. I used to know one brother like that when we are. He just seen him, he was on 2 years, Yekini. He went into NDA. And I wonder when I saw people in ND. I said, do you know this person? They were afraid. I said, that weak man that I fought sometime. They call him Sule. You know Kadet Sule? He's a dangerous guy. And he tuned him. That's what God wants to do to you. So you can understand that the military regimentation is put together to multiply a man. Yes. All the military laws is to make you many. You know, today's teaching is not too much. It's just going to be more of saying some of these little things for you to see that inner nature. So when God was telling Abraham and saying, you have done this, therefore I will bless thee. Your seed will be as the stars of heaven. And what again? I used to think maybe what he meant was all of us, Jesus will give back to many. Anybody who has understanding will know it's more than that ideology. So like I said, addition is fact is at the lowest level. For you to cast out demons, you are an hard-dead soul. You are still in addition. Amen. If you go on to be subtracted, then you'll be divided for you to be multiplied. All those things must cross you before you can be said you're an army of the living God. So let's see, who will they multiply? That in blessing I will bless thee, in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of the enemy. All of you know that this seed, look at this seed here, the word thy seed. You hear me? All of us say amen.
Amen.
Now, thy seed is what God wants to bless. In another version is, I will bless thy seed and I will multiply thy seed. So blessing Abraham is what blessing his seed. So there is something about blessing and then multiplying. So like I said, check this word, seed. What is Abraham's seed? Not so. Now, you all know that Abraham's seed is Christ. You all know that one. But Christ can be Christ. And if Christ is not blessed, Christ won't come into his destiny. Let's see another interpretation of stars of heaven, sand of the seashore. Give me the season when Isaac was blessing Jacob. Quickly. God will give you the dew of heaven. And it came to as soon as Isaac had made an end of the blessing of Jacob. Jacob was scarce, gone out from the presence of Isaac, his father. Esau, his brother. Don't go up to 29. Let's see. Up. And his father said, Father Isaac said, come near me and kiss me, my son. Then he kissed him. And he came near and kissed him and smelled the smell of his raiment. And blessed him and said, see, the smell of my son is as the smell of the field which the Lord hath blessed. That word, the Lord hath blessed, meaning this is the person the Lord has chosen. Jesus is a chosen seed because he was the only man on earth that became Christ. Not so. Now, the blessing began to occur. John revealed it to us that the Father loved the Son and gave him and gave all things into his hand. Please, are you hearing me? Let's see what God said. 28. Therefore, God give thee. This is the thing. Of the dew of heaven. This one will make you as the stars of heaven, the fatness of the earth, plenty of corn and wine. This one, are you listening to me? Can we shout hallelujah? Yeah. This one will make you as the sand of the seashore. This is the blessing. I want to say, blessing of Abraham. This is it. So, the blessing of Abraham, there are all auxiliaries blessing to Abraham. God made his name great. God gave him plenty of silver and gold. God made him, but this one is particular to Abraham and his seed. I'm sure all of us will agree with me. Please, am I making some sense? Okay, a lot of people are quiet and I can understand why you are following. God give thee of the dew of heaven and the fatness of the head. Plenty of corn and wine. Very few words. Then after that, what happened? Let people serve thee, you will subdue. Nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren. And let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Curse be everyone that curse thee. Bless be everyone that bless thee. This is what Christ, that seed, has potential to get. I want to tell you something. Jacob receiving it, it wasn't Jacob. Jacob receiving it, he received it because of the seed. You get me? So, what Jacob received was Christ. That was what he ran away with. So, that was why. So, what Jesus designated to receive. So, Jacob saw a part, a type of it. He didn't receive all of it. He never received the actual blessing. I'm going. So, that thing followed Jacob. So, amongst the children, that seed was looking for who to come to. Not so. So, Jacob loved his, he loved Rachel severely. See, I mean, he loved Rachel so intensely. And God gave someone who looks like the promising child, who could bear that seed, a type of it, Joseph. And that love, look at me, never departed from Joseph even after they came out of Egypt, until they entered the promised land, until the days of Samuel, the prophet, that thing was still hanging. And God said, okay, if the thing hung on Joseph, so the first son of Joseph, Manasseh, was rejected. It moved to Ephraim. And that was why the blessing rests in Ephraim after they enter promised land. Because wherever that ark is, that is where blessing was. Wherever the temple is, that was where the temple, the blessing tabernacle. Ephraim housed it because of Joshua. You know, Joshua who led them into the promised land, the son of Nun, was an Ephraimite. The blessing rested. In Shiloh, Samuel was an Ephraimite. So God rejected Ephraim. Remember, he cried. He was joined to his idol. Let him alone. And we know that the spirit of idolatry was there from their mother, called Rachel. Remember? She refused to let her idols go. So that thing was transferred to them. Then, another, the next choice, because God still loves Rachel. You get me? I'm not hearing you say amen. Amen. That baton went on Benjamin, the last son of Rachel. He failed God. Capacity to do the will of God was not there. He loved his kingdom. He loved his own throne more than the throne of God. Then Samuel was told, don't worry, I found myself a man who would do all my will. So the doer of God's will, amen, can we shout hallelujah, is the carrier of the blessing. He found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my heart. Anybody who is not after his heart will not do what my brother. So you can now see. They anointed who's that son? David in his house. It wasn't too long after they anointed him, he killed Goliath. He raised his army. Saul was killed. He became the king of Israel. We saw all his exploits. But he went further for more. God now began to make sacred pronunciation and proclamation. Out of thy body will I raise up a seed that will sit upon your throne. I'll raise a seed after thee. God began to raise a capacity of that seed. And anyone who will follow David. So when Jesus came, you see people calling him son of David. Have mercy on me. So Jesus' coming changed the tide of war. Israel did not know. They were expecting him to take out the Roman Empire. But Jesus was fighting the king over Roman Empire. The king of Rome itself. And the king of Rome himself has made sure that no man will fight him. That no man will have capacity to raise weapon against him and take him down. But God's intention was that God will raise men who will fight him. I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah. I want to show you wisdom from the Old Testament pattern. Are we ready? When Goliath stood over Israel, how many armies came out? Say, give me a champion. When Goliath stood, what happened to the rest of Israel? Wiser. Wherein the army of Israel? So what happened to Goliath? Why? They were not army enough for him. Oh, you don't understand. So that Goliath was about 3,000 soldiers standing in one man. The promised land has already raised an evil army against the Lord's people. Now, it took one boy that got trained in the wilderness. Now, like I told, I said, everywhere you are is a training ground. He was keeping the flock. He wasn't using the sword. Am I talking to you? Where was he? And God brought two soldiers to fight him. The first one is a lion also. He slew it with his bare hand. Club it to death. Small boy, how can you carry lion and kill it to death? The bear. So how did he manage to handle bear? There's something must have been on David. Then he now told Saul, listen, I would. When he came, Goliath was nothing. Somebody that came against the ferocious anger of lion. You know, lion doesn't give up. For you to beat lion to death, something must be inside you. The lion must have feared him. He broke lion. He crushed a bear. Not with sword. He said, with my bare hand. Baby, look at me. I killed both of them with my two hands. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? That if he doesn't have what is called God's army code in him, he won't see that man as small. I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah. So it means something has happened to him in the wilderness. What happened to him, my brother? He has been multiplied. And he was higher than Goliath in number. In what, sir? What is the number? Blessing. In count. So he had more growth. He's a small boy, but what was in him was bigger than that Goliath. The best sling will keep Goliath, not even club. Sling. Slings. He took of the stones of the brook. Maybe wash it again the last time to prepare it. He took five in number. Some people say that's fivefold ministry. You know, pastors, you know, evangelists, we know how to talk. Amen. Then he said the only thing he used was an apostle. I'm not the one who preached it to. He said he took the apostolic office. He said, today I will kill you, I will cut off your head and feed your flesh to the birds of the air. He proclaimed what he's going to do to him. So it means that boy wasn't small. Listen to me, as they being Goliath was a Yoruba man. You say, first of all, take care easy. There is something you have that we will postpone the war to the next day. Shout hallelujah. But Goliath was foolish. He doesn't know that he wasn't fighting a man. Who is this? Who has come to defile the army of the Lord? You came to defy the army of the Lord. Can you tell me what was in the camp? The army of the Lord, they were shivering. All those army, God raised them. But they were not raised enough. Somebody planted their growth. Their king. When you do the will of God, your army will prosper. That's why when a pastor is doing the will of God, men under him will grow. So Saul was not growing men. But in David's time, you can see expressions, manifestations, men, achievements. Remember one king, you know that Joab was actually the commander of the army of Israel. I said to somebody, but David gave Solomon, one of his men, an assassin. What's the name of that assassin, sir? When Joab heard of him, he ran. Who was killing everybody? One man. Just Joab saw him from afar. He began to decrease. What was in those men? They will scare a commander. They will scare an army, a general. Joab went and held he went there and killed him between the where at the altar. Meaning he ran into the holy place, into the outer court, and held the horns of the altar, killed him there. And nothing will happen to him. Nobody should defy the armies of God. See, armies of the living God. All those dead armies were no longer the armies of the living God. Dagon has raised an army against Israel. It was Satan who raised that boy, Goliath. He has a junior brother. He has a junior brother, one of the men of David, killed later. So to be an army, hello my brother, how do I be an army? Become an army. You have to multiply. This is how it is. The least expectation of a special force in God's kingdom is Christ. When you turn from flesh to stone, then you are beginning to smell God's regimentation. Not so, sir. Now, God can't bless anything less than Christ's quality. Because what makes you a living God, honey, is those dew of the heavens. And the what, sir? The blessing, the corn, the what again? The wine, and what again? And the fatness of the earth. Now, that word het, look at me, that et is not Christ et. Hear me. Because it's Christ, which is the seed you have to bless. It's a dimension in everlasting realm. Et of everlasting life. Say it, son. Et of everlasting life. How do I know? Remember when Melchizedek blessed Abraham and God. Bless thee, Abraham of the Most High God, the possessor of the heavens and the earth. Can we say that after me? The possessor of the heaven. Say it, son. Say it again, every one of you. Now, because you shall reign on the earth. So you must have something to do with earth, even as an amassling of God. You must have a connection to the earth. Not so? Amen. Amen. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All of us are not shouting hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can you tell me when this man roared, Goliath? Can you tell me how his voice looked like? Sounded like? Who can remember? How would the Bible describe him? When he's talking, what happened? Pastor Tokwe? Is there anyone here? The voice does not sound like what, sir? No, my man. It must have been sounding like a lion. Many, many voices. We've never seen giant before. You've not seen giant. It's in those days they saw such kind of creature. Shout hallelujah. Not those ones we see who fight wrestling. Don't do the giant. Those are not giant. Those are abnormal growth. I'm talking about a stout giant. When you say lead giant, I'm talking about, I know somebody who grew and the leg is bigger at one time. I'm talking about everything is complete. All the statistics are well. You see, the way you see somebody 5'5", you see the thorax, the body is not too long. Are you getting the hands are what? Huh? When he moves, you see that he has fine physique. Those are giants. Og, the king of Bashan, history said his bed is 40 feet long. Yes. When that one stand up, he's an army already. Is what, sir? Eh? Say it again. You will receive this blessing. I'm not hearing you say I will receive the blessing. You will be as the sand of the seashore and as the stars of heaven. You'll be as the stars. Say stars. Say it again. Say it again. Can we shout that? Say stars. All of you must shout that. Say it again. Of heaven. And as the sand of the seashore. In room. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Now the sea is different from the land. Sands coming from the sea, they are different. There is something about the sea sand is salty. It's got any preservatives. The sea sand is actually salt of the sea. Amen. That is the time your seed shall possess what? The gate of his enemies. Where God is going is to raise men. Are you listening to me? Is to who, sir? Shout it again. Higher than angels. Have you seen angels in scripture? Go and check it down from Matthew. They say their voice is like the voice of multitudes. Just one angel. Sir, that connotes we. What kind of an angel is that? What kind of posture is that? That's an army. It means he has been multiplied. So when you are sending 300 that are many inside, they will take down what, my brother? A battalion. All the blessings of God, they are armory. They are for ammunition. All that God is doing is to raise people who have been amassed together. Raised to be many. With many functions. With many sides. Many. They will make one man many. When you say one shall put 1,000 to flight. He's not saying he will overcome. Well, the flight means when they see him, they will begin to run. Why? Because they will discover he's more than them. And this is what God wants to do in you. Is to make you what? More. So there are two keys. Bless. Bless you. Then multiply you. What God is announcing, I believe God is announcing something to the church. That we have reached the era of multiplication. Is to make the church an army of the living God. Army of the living God. Check it. He blessed them and said, this is how to bless them. Be fruitful and multiply. That thing is beyond Christ. It's everlasting blessing. Yes. Yeah. That's right.
For I am Father, even removing even veils on this matter, even light or shedding light on this matter. I am Father, causing even your eyes to see more, even to know more, even to discern more, even things that makes for you, even being brought into the armies, even the armies of God. I am showing even counsel, even descriptive counsel of how you would be turned even into an army of God. Even how I would raise even armies of the living God, even upon the earth. For I want to raise an army. For I am announcing even I want to raise an army. I want to raise an army, even an army out of the communities of Christ, out of the communities of those who have learned Christ, who have known Christ, who have used the light of Christ. I want to raise an army that I will bring blessing upon, even blessing of heaven upon, even blessing that is everlasting upon, an army that I will culture, even to discern spirit, even wicked spirit, and make war with them. I want to raise an army. There is a clarion call in the spirit for to enlist and raise an army, even army with everlasting sense, everlasting hearts, everlasting judgment, everlasting strength, even in their hands, even to draw bow in the spirit, even to wrestle wicked spirit, even to do the bidding of the living God. He's an army that are living. He's a living army, even army that are living everlasting life, with everlasting sight, with everlasting feet, even to defeat everlasting enemies, saith the Spirit of God.
And are we blessed? That tells us that growing up is a military term. It says, well, grow. They say, you're growing. It's more of a military in the spirit. Not so. So, military army. What does he mean? Means multiply men. To make you many. So all those military training is to turn you into many men. But you cannot just turn an ordinary man in God's own sense, in spiritual realm. Is only a Christ. Christ is the first battalion for God. Christ is the first soldier of God. Then the next military vocation is to receive what will expose Christ as the highest instrument of war for God is the blessing of everlasting life. Not so. We were admonished that we should grow. grow up until we hold the head. Now, it is a grow up. From where are you growing? It's from the head. Meaning, grow above the heavens. Grow up to the throne. Meaning, it means when angels are coming down, they'll be seeing you in every strata. Until your feet that is touching the earth is seen. So, an army is a tree that has found a sprouting to his ultimate destiny. So, God is not a spreader. Look at me. God is a connector. And he has his own sense of bringing things up. When you spread, he doesn't like it. That's why he will gather the stones and raise it up. You begin to put one stone upon one another. God believes in you raising, what's that? Raising levels. That is how God builds. Some ministry have spread. They have not become anything. But some ministry are busy putting their stone on one spot and making it go up. That is the growth heaven recognizes. I must build my church. Then gates of hell will not prevail. The word gate means armies also of hell. Or amnations of hell will not what, sir? For an amnation of hell not to prevail, it must be a solid army. Formidable against hell. No matter what you fire at them, what happens, sir? They will still be found standing. So, multiplication, sir. Say it again. What is multiplication, sir? What is that increase? Increase, raising, giving stature. Stature. Listen to me. To wield weapon. Listen to me. And for it to have effect, you must have stature. So without stature, sir, there is no military formation. So when you find a refined, full soldier, is a giant from head to heaven. One man, say it, son. Nobody helped him. One man on earth crumbled hell. All angels without number that fell. One young boy grew in Nazareth. And God fed him until this boy tumbled all the mirage of angels that fell with Lucifer and destroyed Lucifer himself just by one man. So when Jesus was going, how many men were in him? So it means all the stars of heaven. Say it to me. What do they mean by stars of heaven? What do they mean by stars of heaven? Say it. Stars means, it's not just shining. Meaning, ability to turn many to righteousness. All of the abilities. Because the nature of a star is to turn from iniquity to righteousness. Say it, son. It means everything about iniquity. Are you listening? It's actually the spread of Lucifer because he is also a star who has spread himself in angels. Am I communicating to you? I don't know what I'm saying to you. God now gave birth to somebody who would turn all those iniquity standards to righteousness. So he that turn many to righteousness shall be a star forever. So he's a star forever because he's got in him ability to heal men from any spiritual wickedness plus the devil. Are you listening? In all high places. If you're able to turn the wicked to righteousness, you're a star. Doing that, meaning you can change wicked program to righteousness. So to be able to do that, you must be an army. You must have spiritual stature. So, an army is he who have height advantage. So an army is a tall being in the spirit. Somebody who has been harmed by God is he that has, you see that those growth. That's that when you are growing up, spirit wants to stop you from growing up. When they were building the house of God in the Old Testament, sir, spirit wants to what, sir? Why, sir? Because that temple is an armed forces center. As long as that temple is there, it's a nuclear station. It can stop operations of darkness. Now, instead of physical temple, God is now planting on the earth mobile temples. Mobile temples that are working, that have more display, more manifestation, more are you getting a high definition of expression than static stonic temple. What the stones, the temple of stones did. How much more mobile living temples? No wonder one man called Paul more work more than all these 12 apostles. Can you tell me, sir? Why? He was raised. He has stature more than those who are above him. Even though they were more anointed than him, they occupy a higher office than him, they now came later to take their own stature. They came to pick their stature. So, he didn't need Peter. He didn't need John. One man handled the world of the Gentiles. Asia Minor, the Greek Christian world, landed in Europe. And because of Paul, gospel, reached mainland Europe, England, Italy, Norway. They became Christians. So, what kind of weapon was he? So, that's what God wants to turn you. So, what God is going to keep in you, is going to keep put in you, look at me, not just normal, natural men's combination. Superior men. Are you listening to me? Men higher than the men that are here, that are on earth. You have superior men converge in one person. That is the meaning of amen. That's what my brother meaning was. Amen. It is finished. If it's not finished, if it's not amen, the work is not finished. He said, I'm Alpha and Omega. That angel was saying that, and his voice like the voice of multitude, many waters. Meaning, what was in him? Nations. Nations are in a man. That is an army. That guy, just by hearing his voice, know that if this one land on you, you are gone. You can't offend it. Weapon unsolvable. That's what they want to make us. That's an army. That is the army, both of the living and our true God. Are we ready? How many of you want to begin to thank God today? Amen. Are you blessed? Can you say, Lord Jesus, I thank you?
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that have come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teachings with Reverend Busuyi on Labor Day by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.